Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Do you know what famous NFL team finalized their franchise origin on August 14th? Who played in the first CFL game? Well, we give you these answers as well as talk about the most recent formation of the AFL and more on this Gridiron Day, coming up in a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen and to the Sports History Network. We're one of 20 podcasts that promote sports history, talk about sports history, have guests that talk about sports history, and just have some a lot of fun with sports history. SportsHistoryNetwork.com, your place to listen to sports history podcasts and blog posts at your headquarters of sports yesteryear. Now, we are here to talk about football, though, for the August 14th edition, and what a great day in football history August 14th is. Now, somebody say, you know, this is just like the preseason. What could really happen? Well, there are some very famous things that have happened on August 14th. So pay close attention because you're in for a wild ride. And we go to August 14th, 1919. And during the second of two meetings in editorial rooms of the Green Bay Press Gazette, remember the first one took place a few days ago, August 11th, the Green Bay Packers franchise is officially organized and founded by George Calhoun and Curly Lambeau. The first meeting took place August 11, 1919. The nickname of Packers was derived from that of their sponsor of the first two seasons, the Indian Packing Company. August 14, 1953, the 23rd Chicago Charities All-Star Game is played as 93,818 spectators look on to see the NFL champion Detroit Lions defeat the college team 24-10. The game's most valuable player, one of the college stars, a top performer, was Gib Dawson from the University of Texas. August 14, 1958, the first ever Canadian Football League CFL game is played as the Winnipeg team defeats Edmonton 29-21. August 14, 1959, the 29th Chicago Charities All-Star Game is played as 70,000 spectators look on to see the Baltimore Colts defeat the college team 29-0. The game's MVP, one of the college All-Stars, was Bob Patak, the fine Michigan running back. August 14, 1959, the American Football League, the third generation, forms and with their original teams and organized to include the Denver Broncos forms, the Houston, Tennessee Oilers, Tennessee Titans franchise forms, Dallas Texans, which turned into the Kansas City Chiefs franchise forms, the Los Angeles / San Diego Chargers, back to LA Chargers franchise in the AFL forms. The New York Titans, which became the New York Jets franchise, they also formed in the American Football League. So five franchises formed that are still with us today that came out of the American Football League. And with that merger with the NFL in the late 60s, they are still teams today. August 14, 1965, the Continental Football League, or COFL, plays its first games. The league played from this inaugural season until 1969. The group of teams was mostly minor league teams assembled from a few smaller leagues around the country. August 14, 1973, the legendary NFL quarterback Johnny Unitas sues the franchise he formerly played 17 seasons for, the Baltimore Colts, for $725,000. The lawsuit had a claim that the Baltimore Colts were in breach of contract with Unitas that was made in 1970. The contract said that Johnny U would be with the team in some capacity, either playing or on staff for 10 years. But the team benched him and then traded him to San Diego after only a couple of years. Reports say that the Colts organization did pay their former signal caller the $30,000 per year for 10 years after he retired to, as it was agreed to. I told you that is a lot of great football events for this August 14th, but we got to take a break here because that was so much excitement. Let's hear a few more exciting words from our sponsor. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of you unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. I'm telling you, you just cannot beat the deal. 15% off of the excellent products of Row One brand, and just the high quality that they have, and the just the beauty of their pieces are just unbelievable. You can't beat that. Take advantage of that SHN15, 15% off Row One brand Pictorum Gallery. Now let's go to our birthdays of Hall of Famers for this August 14th. We'll start off in the year 1907. Johnny Baker. He was a guard from the University of Southern California and was a two-time All-American at the position. In 1983, Mr. Baker was delivered the honor of entering into the College Football Hall of Fame. And after his playing days, Baker became the head coach of the football team at the Iowa State Teachers College, now known as Northern Iowa, the University of Denver, and then later Sacramento State College, now called California State University of Sacramento. August 14th, 1916. Wellington Mara, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, was named the famed owner of the New York Giants, who along with his brother Jack inherited a team from their father, Tim, in 1930 due to the latter's connection with professional boxing. When he was young and watched his father's Giants practice and play from the sidelines, the New York players dubbed him with the nickname the Duke, because of his royal position in Great Britain as the Duke of Wellington, and his first name was Wellington. The NFL admired the innovations of Wellington so much that in 1941, they nicknamed the version of the Wilson game ball that they used on the playing fields of the NFL as the Duke in his honor. Under Wellington's leadership, the G-men won six NFL titles, which included two Super Bowl wins. August 14th, 1935, John Brody. He was a quarterback that played for Stanford University, and he was born on that day. And the passers' great play, they earned him a place in the College Football Hall of Fame. Brody went on to play professionally for 17 seasons at the helm of the San Francisco 49ers. There were multiple years where he led the NFL in both passing and touchdowns thrown, and he played in two Pro Bowl games and was the 1970 National Football League Most Valuable Player. That is quite an honor, and that is quite a bit of football history and birthdays of Hall of Famers for this August 14th. And boy, we are sure glad that you joined us here today. We thank you for taking the time to sit back, put those earbuds in, and just soak in that great football history. And remember, we do it each and every day here at Pigskin Dispatch and on the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast. That's right, daily is a key word in that, along with Pigskin. And we are also part of the sportshistorynetwork.com, like we told you. We've got about 20-some podcasters just blasting the internet waves with some great sports history and some some excellent guests. We hope that you will join each and one, every one of them. Just give each one a little taste, a little test drive, and I think you'll be wanting to take those home and listen more and more of these great podcasts. You can binge listen till the cows come home, because there are hundreds, probably almost thousands of podcasts on sportshistorynetwork.com, and I think you'll enjoy each and every one of them. So make sure you take the time to check those out. Sports from all around the world, from different eras, and a lot of different podcasters, not just hearing this voice, that's for sure. You also check out our couple series we have going here on Pigskin Dispatch. We have the Football by Numbers, which has been a very popular series. We know that you're enjoying that. I hope you're enjoying the guests we're bringing on. They are just bringing us some great football history with these awesome players from the past, from all generations of the NFL, 101 plus years of it, just talking about each number going through there. We started at zeros. We're all the way up in the 70s right now, and we're going to keep going strong till we hit 99, and we have some great plans after that too. We also have another series that we're running every Monday. It's releasing Monday night at midnight, so early in the morning hours of Monday. We're talking about some pre-World War II professional football teams, and we have some great guests coming on there, some expert historians, authors, people that live there, people that love the game, people that love history, just talking with passion about their teams from their area they came from or that they enjoy talking about. And there's some good ones, some good stories. I think you'll really enjoy that series as well. And don't forget about this, the daily history headlines that we're bringing you, and birthdays of Hall of Famers. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.